This is the Cincinnati Bengals 2026 season preview, and it opens with the offseason's strangest inversion. The only team in the AFC North that kept its head coach is the one that went 6-11. Zach Taylor stays, Dan Pitcher stays, Al Golden stays, and around that continuity, the most uncharacteristic front office in football went shopping like it never has. A top 10 pick traded for a Pro Bowl defensive tackle, $60 million for an edge rusher, and the franchise's best pass rusher lost to the division rival that will now face him twice a year. The market bought it all, a win total of 9.5 with the overdrawing steam, and a price that makes Cincinnati a clear favorite to return to the playoffs. The bounce back is the market's consensus. This episode is about what that consensus is actually made of. Because unlike the other three teams in this division, Cincinnati's ledger contains almost no luck to give back. What was real? An offense that stayed dangerous through a quarterback apocalypse. Joe Burrow's grade 3 turf toe in week 2 cost him roughly 3 months. Joe Flacco, acquired from Cleveland in October, threw 256 passes the rest of the way, and his season, 416 attempts across the two teams, graded 31st of 36 in adjusted net yards per attempt. And the offense still scored 414 points, 12th in the league, because its situational play was elite. First in the NFL in red zone touchdown rate at nearly 76%, fifth on third down, and third in football at finishing scoring drives with touchdowns instead of field goals. Ja'Marr Chase caught 125 balls for 1,412, fourth in the league in yards, on a 30% target share, in 16 games. T. Higgins added 846 and 11 touchdowns in 15, and among 48 qualified receivers, his efficiency against man coverage ranked fifth. Burrow's own 8 games, 17 touchdowns, 5 picks, 13th in completion percentage over expected. That's the real half. The other half was just as real. The defense finished 29th in expected points allowed, gave up 492 points, third most in football, recorded the 8th fewest sacks, and forced a merely middling number of takeaways. Cincinnati didn't lose 11 games in spite of good football. It lost them because half the team was bad, all season, in a completely legible way. What was luck? Almost nothing. And in this division, this offseason, that's the differentiating fact. No Pythagorean flag. Point differential says 6-11 was roughly honest. One score record, 3-5, unremarkable. Turnover margin, -3, 21st, mild, and partly self-inflicted, with 24 giveaways ranking among the league's 5 most generous. Our regression rules, the ones doing loud work in the Baltimore and Pittsburgh episodes, are silent here. Read that as the bad news it is. History hands Cincinnati 0 free wins in 2026. But it's also the clean news. The 2025 Bengals weren't a coin flip mirage in either direction. The record moves in 2026 only if the actual football changes, which is precisely the bet the front office spent all spring placing. The identity, charting data via NFLverse, explains where the money went. Golden's 2025 defense had the league's most passive fingerprint, dead last in blitz rate at under 18% of dropbacks, and dead last in too high shell usage, a defense that rushed 4, stayed in single high structures, and asked its front to win alone. It didn't. The pressure rate ranked just 18th, and a 4-man rush that doesn't get home leaves single high coverage exposed on every snap, which is how you finish 29th. Say it plainly. The structure asked the front to be good, and the front wasn't. That reading is exactly what the offseason endorsed. Cincinnati didn't change the coordinator or the scheme, it bought a new front. Dexter Lawrence and Jonathan Allen inside, Boy Mayfay off the edge, a bet that rushing 4 gets fixed by better rushers, which happens to be what our league-wide blitz economics recommend, across football, sending 5 costs more than it gets. On offense, the fingerprint is the division's outlier in the other direction. Pass rate over expected 6th highest in football, majority 11 personnel. A spread, pass-first identity that returns its caller, its quarterback, and per the spring reporting, all 11 starters. In a division where every other team's charting profile is an obituary for a departed staff, Cincinnati's is a returning cast list. What changed is the defensive roster, nearly wholesale, and the accounting on both sides of it. Out, Trey Hendrickson, untagged and signed by Baltimore within a day of the Ravens' collapsed Crosby trade, and now rushing against this line twice a year, plus edge Joseph Osai, safety Geno Stone, and corner Cam Taylor-Britt. In, Lawrence, acquired from the Giants for the 10th overall pick and immediately extended, reported as the first time this franchise has ever traded a top 10 pick for a player. Mayfie on 3 years and $60 million from the champion Seahawks, Allen on 2 years, safety Brian Cook on three, and Kyle Duggar on one. The draft doubled down. Edge Cassius Howell at 41, corner Tekario Davis at 72, defense with the top picks, with day three adding depth and a seventh-round tight end, Jack Endries, already drawing roster buzz. The quarterback room re-signed Flacco at 41 as the insurance policy, and Burrow, as healthy as I've ever felt, by his own June account, enters year seven with his full arsenal intact and both receivers locked up long-term since March 2025. One honest date on the injury ledger. Burrow returned Thanksgiving night in Baltimore and won 32-14. 17 days later, Baltimore came to Cincinnati and shut the same offense out, 24-0. Both games are real, small samples cut in every direction. So the 2026 question, how much defense does 9.5 wins actually require? Here's the case the market is making, translated into our numbers. Defense is the least sticky unit in football. Bad defenses drift toward the middle even without help, and this one got a lot of help, at the exact positions its passive structure needs. The offense's situational eliteness, first in red zone touchdown rate, fifth on third down, happened mostly without Burrow, whose own charting in the eight games was elite in exactly the clutch buckets. Second in the league in efficiency on third and fourth down, second against the blitz, seventh under pressure. And one more, quieter number. Among all 32 qualifying quarterbacks, Burrow had the smallest gap in football between his stable situation and volatile situation efficiency, the most context-proof profile in our data. A full season of that, times a defense that merely climbs from 29th to the low 20s, is the shape of a playoff team. The honest counterweights, the schedule and health argument cuts both ways after a year when the health broke first. Lawrence, Allen, and Duggar all arrive north of 30, or with mileage concerns, and a defense that needs its new front four to win alone has no scheme cushion if the players age faster than the contracts. The bounce is plausible. It's just entirely earned or not. No rule bails it out. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Chase is the WR1, third pick overall, and the profile is airtight. Fourth in yards, a 30% target share, and a WR3 per game finish in a season where three different quarterbacks threw him the ball. Chase Brown at RB10, pick 17, is the price the market charges for volume certainty, 1,019 yards at 439, but 27th of 49 backs per carryover expectation. You're paying for the workload and the offense, not the efficiency. Higgins at WR17 is coming off 11 touchdowns and a top 5 man coverage grade. The touchdown count is the part history usually taxes. Burrow at QB3, pick 48, is the position's cleanest bet on pure passing efficiency. No rushing floor, so the price is honest, and the receipts above are the case. The verdict. 9.5, oversteamed, playoff favorite, and for once the market and our model are looking at the same thing and calling it by the same name. This is not a regression bounce. The ledger contains none. It's a causal bet. Same coaches, same scheme, a healthy quarterback with the most stable profile in football, two elite receivers, and a defense rebuilt by force of checkbook from 29th toward the middle. 8-11 wins is the honest spread, wider than the markets, because bought defenses carry execution risk that regression math never has to. The Bengals didn't wait for luck to turn. They bought the turn. Now the parts have to work. Follow the Cincinnati Bengals feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the MUFT 2026 Bengals preview. Every number verified.